comment. We've got about 15 minutes. Anything that wasn't on the agenda for these 3 days that somebody would like to bring forward, raise your hand. Harriet?
I would just like to get it on the record again that the trips in Hudson Canyon that you put there for 206 and 207, that the trips really can't be done. The product is not there, and you have it open. You know, it's open for some boats, so there's boats that continually fish there, and you kept it open for the scallop, the limited access boats, to try to complete, if they didn't complete their three trips or broken trips, or people who never made trips, that was what was left. Everybody knowing the Council of National Marine Fisheries that the product wasn't there for the three trips that they were allotted in 205. Well, the product still isn't there. And I just want to put it on the record again and remind, what are you thinking about what you're going to do with it? It's a problem. As people get outstanding trips, and they were 60% of the closed area trips we were given in 205. So I just wanted to put it on the record and just say it's an ongoing matter as far as people with outstanding trips are concerned. Thank you.
Bob?
Thank you. I'm Bob Keyes, a general category scholar out of Chatham, Massachusetts. And I just want to go over a couple items that currently aren't on the list of alternatives for Amendment 11 that I think should be on there. First, I think the most important is how we're going to deal with the access areas in Amendment 11. Currently, it's, I guess, being put off to Framework 19. And like Phil Rule was saying earlier, I'm a little bit concerned with that. It seems too much of an important thing to be put off in Framework 19. I feel like I don't really have as much of a say in it. And if anyone's going to make these important decisions, I think the general category should be very much involved in it. Some of the decisions that need to be made is what percentage does the general category get in these access areas? Is it just simply going to be a carryover of the general categories fleet-wide TAC, or is it going to be the 2% that it is now? These are all unresolved questions. Is it going to be the same for all the access areas? Are they going to adjust it so that the general category isn't expected to travel 100 miles out to closed area 2? Are we going to allow for trading? Is it going to be trading just between general category, or is it going to be trading between general category and limited access? Is it going to be a derby-style opening, or is it going to be individual quotas in the access areas? These are all questions that are currently not even listed in the alternatives. And quite frankly, I think that the survival of the general category fishermen right now in the near future depends upon this. The nearshore waters are in the worst shape that I've seen since I've been doing it. And if we don't get a fair allocation in these access areas, we're going to go out of business. It's that important. So I don't feel comfortable with putting it off to Framework 19.
Yeah. General Category Amendment 11 will give the percentage, and then you have a General Category Advisory Panel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but right now the plan is to have, you know, the percentage in General Category Amendment 11, and then how you achieve that percentage will be in Framework 19. Access areas, what percent, all that. So that's the way it is. It's not going to be in the amendment. It'll be in the framework that follows. So you'll have to participate in the framework.
It seems like that's, I mean, I don't know. Is that the way it's just, we're bound to that? It seems like there's a lot left up in the air there. Currently, it's a 2% allocation in the access areas, and I thought that it was unsure, really, how it was going to work out. But, I don't know.
I don't know if you want me to add anything. This did come up during Amendment 11, and We talked about any restraints that may be in the regulations to keep it at 2%, and what we learned is that there are none, and that with every single biennial framework, that can be revisited and explored with rationale of what the appropriate percentage would be. So the reason that we decided to do it, or it made most sense to do it in Framework 19, is that without knowing what that total allocation would be, to make the decisions at the same time is awkward, whereas if we make the first decision, then the framework is arguably the more appropriate place to address it per area. And that is on the list of the things the framework's going to include, including the other things he mentioned, such as Derby preventative measures and so forth. The PDT and committee are already talking about those kinds of things for Framework 19.
Well, I guess if that's the way it is and I have no say in that, then I'll stop there. Another issue that I feel we have to get into is this state landings issue. We have set up a landing criteria we're going to qualify as to what individual allocation we get. And this landing criteria is supposed to represent the activity in the past within the general category. Right now we are considering taking the state landings from the state waters, a totally separate fishery, independent of the general category fishery, using those landings to qualify for this federal new limited access general category fishery. That makes no sense to me. I understand it's a problem to go in and figure out where the landings came from. If you have to separate them, from my understanding, you're going to have to go back to each trip report and actually look at the coordinates and see whether they came from state waters or federal waters. But I don't see any way around that. Otherwise, what's going to happen, some people who participate in the state landings, who participate in it full time, are going to end up with a limited access general category permit that's perhaps a full-time general category permit when they've never even fished as a general category. They could hold the permit, but all their fishing history could come from state waters. It just, that makes no rhyme or reason to me. I mean, we could use striped bass landings and get just the same relevance. This is something I brought up before, and I understand it. I'm not saying it's a simple thing, but I don't see how we can get around it. And then one other issue is this has to do with this Northern Gulf of Maine limited entry area. I at first did not want this line to come down as far down to Chatham, like it had been brought up before, to use the Gulf of Maine exemption area as the line, and which is 4135 and above. And at first I was against this, but I had thought that people were going to be taken care of a little more fairly in this amendment. The guys who are right on the edge, who actually participated in fishing but didn't participate till a few months before the control day, I had in mind that they would be compensated like they were in Amendment 4, given a full year to make landings or the re-rigging clause. Given that looks like it's not going to happen, I am in favor of bringing that line down to the 4135, which is presently the Gulf of Maine exemption area. And I think we can use all the same logic that went into creating this Northern Gulf of Maine limited entry program. And one other thing is, I think that it seems like there should be some sort of a moratorium on general category licenses in place. Currently, anyone can get a general category license. Granted, when Amendment 11 goes through, you'll just have the license and possibly no history. But if we put a moratorium in place, pick a date, just allow it so that the guys who are into it now can keep their license, and then which would allow them further down the line, depending on how Amendment 11 works out, they would have their license, and then if they wanted to, if it worked out where there's going to be ITQs or something like that, then they wouldn't have to buy a whole new vessel and license to get into it. If they could just retain their license and then chip away at it and get up to a level where they're comfortable with. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Kurt.
Thank you. I just want to go to lunch here, but I'd like to ask the council to consider, not maybe this meeting, but maybe in the April meeting, to pass an emergency action against the fishing in Hudson Canyon closed area. I mean, it just seems that the fishermen don't see anything there. People are still trying to make trips in there. It's something that we voted, what was it, 7-8 years ago to close, and it turned out to be the biggest area that ever produced in the Mid-Atlantic. So it's full of small scallops. It's just a shame to keep beating away at it. And I thought we were all fisheries managers here. Maybe to take a look at it in the next 2 months, come back with an answer. Thank you.
Daddy? 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And then Dave.
I just wanted to make certain that what Kirk was saying, people understood. The elephant trunk, there's a new set of small seed there. People are still trying to make their trips. They're only averaging 400 to 500 pounds. They have to catch big scallops. They're towing through beds of really small scallops. Everyone realizes the waste. Even the guys are doing it. But, you know, unfortunately, in fisheries management, most businesses anyway, we're all drugged down to the lowest level. We'd all be best to say, you know, there's a good set of small scallops, and we want to protect them. Let's protect them. We'll close it. The trips that are left over from Hudson, we'll get them 2 years from now, whenever we're ready to open them again. That would be, we'd be building ourselves the future. Right now, every day we drag through it, we're destroying the future. If you can help, that'd be great. Thank you.
Stan. Dave?
Dave Ellington from Cape Seafoods. Could you tell me, Mr. Chairman, what the representation is of the New England Council on the Mid-Atlantic Council's Mackerel Committee? Is it still two members?
Yes, it's two.
And who are they?
Phil Rule and David Pierce.
And are they both voting members?
On the Mid-Atlantic Committee, yeah.
On the Mid-Atlantic Mackerels Committee?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, I'm going to break for lunch. Start back up at 1:45. It's behind tab 6, Pelagics Committee.